Yeah, the St. Eve's project is particularly noteworthy. The Washington Post saying that some of these projects, including St. Eve's, are now so far over budget, and with the budget situation being what it is, they might never get built or completed, at least to the degree that the original plans called for. Does that fit with your experience and your knowledge of what's going on, both budget-wise and construction-wise right now?
Well, I think apart from never say never, I don't think so. It's clear that the project to consolidate the Department of Homeland Security at St. Eve's is going to be delayed and stretched out. But the scope and mission of that agency is certainly not going to, or at least on the horizon, it's not eroding. And, you know, they're going to continue to need a ton of space, you know, not just what's programmed and planned for St. Eve's, but outside of St. Eve's as well. So while in their construction budget, GSA is taking some hits, the need doesn't go away. And you've got to believe that as a function of the budget cycle, you know, it's time for funding will come back and construction will resume after the Coast Guard headquarters.
So is it fair to say then that this project is so important that maybe it'll take longer than expected, maybe it'll cost more than expected, but eventually it kind of has to happen?
I think so. And, you know, one thing that GSA and the government has in its favor is that they've got the land banked, as it were. They own the land. It's sitting there. It's planned and it's programmed. They know exactly how to use it. It's not the same situation as being a developer where you have to pay taxes on land and you've got maybe interest costs on a loan that you use to buy it, et cetera, and you have to bail out. That's not their situation at all. As long as the scope of the department's mission doesn't erode in a big way, you've got to believe that sometime St. Eve's will get built out for the department.
So operationally, whatever detriment the department might be experiencing because they're not all in one place, that's one factor. But the actual physical construction taking place at St. Eve's is not a danger to either DHS or the government as a whole?
No. Is it the ideal situation? Of course not. Is it a darn good idea to get it done as soon as you can? Yeah, but not all darn good ideas get funded, you know, when agencies would like to see them funded. So they'll certainly be able to operate. They won't be compromised. It's not their druthers, I'm sure. You know, it's where we are in the budget cycle.
Same thing seems to be happening at White Oak. There doesn't seem to be as much chatter about White Oak not getting done or getting strung out a little bit longer. The issues at White Oak seem to be more along parking and appearance issues there. That one seemed more likely to you to finish at least resembling where it started?
Absolutely. It, of course, that one's a lot farther along than St. Elizabeth's is.
Mm-hmm.
I think last time I checked, it's about 60% complete, 60-65% complete in terms of the employees out there. I think they got about 7,000 out there right now, and yeah, they you know, they might resort to some surface parking in lieu of structured parking. And kind of tweak it around the edges, so to speak. But you know, White Oak is well on its way, and I know a lot of people realize it or not, but FDA has under their purview about 25% of United States GDP. So you know, their mission and scope is a pretty critical one, and you know, they're going to be around for a while. The government owns the land, as I say. It's a nice campus, and there might be some cutting around the edges, but that'll happen.